RuPaul's Drag Race UK stars meltdown over UK Supreme Court trans ruling, fuck all the way off. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 18, 2025. BBC's RuPaul's Drag Race UK stars are outraged over the Supreme Court in London ruling that, for the purposes of judging matters of equality, terms like woman and sex refer to biological sex, not one so-called gender identity. Wednesday's judgment by the court's justices says that while trans people are still protected against discrimination under UK law, the definition of a woman is limited to biological sex. But protection from discrimination is apparently not good enough for stars of the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise, who have reacted to the court's ruling with outrage. The fight back starts today. Drag Race UK Season 1 runner-up Davina De Campo declared in a Wednesday X post, adding, "We will not go back into the shadows to make you comfortable. Fuck all the way off." Meanwhile, the show's season 2 finalist, who simply goes by Tace, took to Instagram to post several Instagram stories responding to the court ruling, writing, "UK Supreme Court is a puss, piece of shit," according to a report by Pink News. "My heart goes out to all my trans brothers and sisters eternally, but more so today. Nothing or no one can erase you," Tace added. The drag queen's fellow runner-up, Bimini, also took to Instagram, sharing a lengthy statement issued by the transgender-led UK-based organisation, Not a Phase. "To advocate against trans women is to advocate against equality," the statement began, adding that while the implications of the UK court ruling are currently unclear, there is no doubt that it will serve to further marginalise an already marginalised population. Not a Face's statement went on to complain about no trans plus people having been consulted with, before asserting, "Our existence can never be taken away from us, whether or not trans people are included or excluded in the government's legislation." Amusingly, the organization's statement also claimed that men identifying as women, who are known for invading women-only spaces, are, ironically, oppressed by the patriarchy. To suggest trans women are not oppressed by the patriarchy is to choose not to further understand, unpack, and challenge the powers the patriarchy has over not just trans women, but all women. Meanwhile, transgender Drag Race UK star Caramella, who appeared in the show's season 5, wrote in an Instagram story that it feels like time is going backwards. "The way time seems to be going backwards and all issues seem to be pointed in one direction, trans women, is also interesting," Mella said. "But we are resilient and going nowhere." Lifetime's Trans Married at First Sight star Alan Morgan, meanwhile, told Good Morning Britain he is nervous and scared now that a headline has come out saying the definition of a woman is biological sex, adding, "It makes me feel, and trans people feel, as though we're defined as a man. I'm essentially a man in a lot of people's eyes. And legally now, potentially on paper, too. And that's scary," Morgan said, adding, "I will still continue to use a female toilet, despite whatever legislation comes in. I still see myself as a woman, and always will. Whether it's on paper or not," the trans reality star proclaimed. Watch below. RuPaul's Drag Race, UK vs. The World winner Tia Kofi also reacted to the UK court ruling declaring a scientific biological fact, claiming in a series of Instagram stories, "We, now more than ever, must be allies to the trans community. It cannot just be trans people who are expected to raise their voices to fight for their own existence," Kofi continued, before demanding that trans allies help amplify the voices of people who claim to be the opposite sex. Then, in a bizarre declaration that many would argue downplays or dismisses actual historical atrocities, such as genocide, Kofi appeared to compare those who offend members of the trans community to a fascist dictator. "I'm not fear-mongering, but there is literal historical precedent of people going after small minority groups, to then continue to take rights away from other minority groups," the drag queen said. "The obvious next steps are to go for every other marginalized group," Kofi claimed. "You should be able to be an ally just from a place of empathy. But even if you only care about yourself, the pattern is clear." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.